was 59. He'd been quite seriously ill since last April with hepatitis. And as many people learned for the first time today, he also had cancer. He is survived by his wife, Henrietta, or Hank, as we know her, and 5 sons. Frank was a newsman who believed that his first job was to give you the country's news as fairly and accurately as possible, twisting that dictum only a bit. First, a little about Frank. He was born in East Chicago, Indiana, and attended Wabash College. He joined the Army and landed at Normandy during World War II. His broadcasting career began in earnest with CBS in Chicago. He joined ABC News in 1965. Frank covered all the major political events during his career. He began as Lyndon Johnson became president. He worked on through Watergate. He covered President Nixon's visit to China and invariably was honored for his work. Today, a great many people around the country have wanted to publicly remember him.
A lot of dedication to the truth, to accuracy. A real feeling that we had to be right and we had to understand the importance of the events we were covering.
I guess when I think of Frank, I think of his total commitment to journalism, his seriousness of purpose, 24 hours a day, kind of 7 days a week.
He was the most professional of professionals. He carried tremendous authority in what he said. And it was a pleasure to work with him because he had such monumental dignity.
He was outspoken both in praise and disappointment. And when things were tough, I could always count on Frank for support.
And if you were at each point for an age, you knew that you were going to be beaten some of the time, but that you would never be beaten unfairly.
He would be a great loss to American Broadcasting Company. I think he'd be a great loss to journalism itself, broadcasting journalism, and of course, to the public itself.
Well, Frank was the kind of person that most everybody has mentioned was perhaps the most caring reporter that I've ever known. He could never understand, nor could I, for that matter, why he was criticized sometimes for feeling so personally the stories that he had to report.
I think we can only say that we have lost a real national treasure.
I was a friend on a personal basis with Frank, but he never let that friendship interfere with the job that he had to do.
He was a friend, but more than that, he was a professional also. He never let friendship interfere with what he felt had to be said, nor would I have expected him to. He was a very decent man, not only in the way he lived, but in the way he did his job. And I can only tell you that Nancy and myself, this is really a great sense of personal loss. I know what a loss it is to all of you, and it's personal there too, and it's a loss to the profession itself. He did set standards, and without ever being preachy about it, he set them just by the way he conducted himself and his profession and his life. To us, this is really a great sense of personal loss. We can feel the loss of the professional, but we feel very deeply the loss of someone that we trusted and believed in as a friend. And it didn't hurt one bit that we knew that if we had criticism coming, he would not hold back because of friendship.
How true. And we'll have more about Frank later in the broadcast. In a minute, the rest of the world news tonight.
Finally, a remembrance of our colleague Frank Reynolds. Few of us knew very well the private man. We all respected that privacy, which was shared with his family and closest friends. But how well we all knew Frank Reynolds, the journalist. He was the driving spirit behind our desire to be the very best. Earlier this year, during a banquet celebration, Frank was in no mood to celebrate because our broadcast an hour earlier had not gone well. He dwelled on the fact that we had to be better. And all of us are better today because of that concern. Peter?
Max, as we both know, good reporters, or journalists, and Frank was always a reporter, want to be remembered for their work.
Good evening from Paris, where in less than 12 hours, all sides will gather once again around their now famous round table to resume negotiations on Vietnam.
Frank had been doing what we do for a very long time in a lot of places.
This is Frank Reynolds, ABC News at the Supreme Court.
This is Frank Reynolds with the President in Punta del Este.
This is Frank Reynolds in Jerusalem.
This is Frank Reynolds in Leningrad. Let me close with one of the loveliest words of any language. Vespertania.
Television is sometimes a rough business, and it doesn't always treat its hardest and most dedicated workers kindly. In 1970, Frank, who'd been anchoring the evening news, was suddenly replaced.
But as inadequate as most of us in this trade know we are, we also know that you have the right to expect at least honesty on this side of the box. And I leave now satisfied that I have given you that. For what is important is not that this program has meant almost everything to me, but that it may have meant something to you.
It was a tough time, made somewhat easier when a reporter in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, sent him a telegram saying, "Don't let the bastards get you down." Frank kept it framed on his wall. And he didn't let it get him down. He plunged back into things he learned again he loved the most, like politics.
Now where does Muskie go from here? Well, this airplane is now carrying the man who has won two primaries and finished fourth in two others. Whatever its cause, there is a new zest and zing in the campaign, and even mild-mannered George McGovern is getting tougher. Then the winner summoned the loser to stand with him. And finally, Ronald Reagan stepped forward behind the seal that will not now be his.
Frank didn't give politicians any quarter when he was on the job, and they respected him for it.
It's great to see you again. It's been too long. We missed you out on the campaign trail.
Yes, well, I watched you all the time, sir. I watched you all the time. I understand, Mr. President, you've got the budget down now. But when he was not working, he liked and was liked by politicians as different as Ronald Reagan, George McGovern, and Lyndon Johnson. He didn't hesitate to comment when LBJ said he wouldn't run for re-election.
I'm proud to have known him, warts and all.
Television anchormen get a lot of letters. Frank Reynolds read them. They helped define for him what large parts of America were thinking. He tried not to lose sight of the politicians, and he followed the polls, but it was also vital to drop in at places like Roby's Country Store in New Hampshire.
What do you think of this year's crop of candidates?
T-minus 10, 9, we'll go for main engine start, there we go.
If politics was a passion and politicians, people who often disappointed him, America's space program was something in which he reveled, as someone said, almost like a child. Space represented the future, a challenge to understand.
This is World News Tonight with Frank Reynolds in Washington, Max Robinson in Chicago, Peter Jennings at the American Embassy in Beirut. World News.
5 years ago, we embarked on a new project. An anchorman has many roles. To his colleagues in this bureau, Frank was editor, confidant, and quality control. When we did something wrong or badly, he didn't criticize. He tried to limit the damage and make sure we didn't do it again. But we got it right.
If it's true that we did have reports from the hospital earlier, and from the White House that he had passed away, we know that he was in very critical condition. Let's get it nailed down, somebody. Let's find out.
Yes. That was during the assassination attempt on President Reagan. Once again, in the most literal sense, Frank was the anchor at a moment of crisis. Frank did indeed often wear his heart on his sleeve.
The president was shot at 2:30 this afternoon. He is in surgery, or at least we understand that he was taken into surgery at about shortly after 3:30. He is said to be doing well.
The cynics didn't like it, but much of the public responded to another human being. He didn't always get it right. None of us do. Frank believed on occasion he should be above politics. He was horrified by Vietnam. For many people, he often found just the right phrase with which to remind us all of our mortality.
For all of us, Vietnamese, Cambodians, Americans, there may be some comfort in the old saying, God is closest to those whose hearts are broken. This is Frank Reynolds.
It is hard for us to show you everything about Frank. He was a very private person. But there was that moment in Havana.
This is Frank Reynolds, among friends, on San Rafael Street,
in Havana.
That Christmas Eve in Bethlehem.
Hear the bells of Bethlehem. They hear them now in Jerusalem, and this year they also hear them in Cairo. So, from Bethlehem, this is Frank Reynolds. Merry Christmas, America. Merry Christmas.
That time, President Reagan said he wanted to see movies again in which people slept in separate beds.
The president says he'd like to see these kind of movies come back again. Mike Bonfriend, ABC News, the White House.
Thank you, Mike.
Sometimes Reynolds could be altogether too partisan.
Never in the history of mortal man, or certainly Western civilization, have there been such heroes. And the mere coincidence that this desk is located in Washington, D.C., does not, of course, have any bearing on our hopes for the outcome this Sunday.
Some of us had better Miami, Frank won. One final note. During that broadcast back in 1970, when Frank made it clear he didn't like leaving, he also sketched out his philosophy and ours of what we're supposed to be doing here.
I have given this assignment my best, and I'm sure my worst. So maybe we're even. I suppose I ought to say I hope I have not offended anyone in the last 2.5 years. But that's not really the truth either, because there are a few people I did very much want to bother, and I hope I have.
It's sometimes said that television's becoming too slick, overwhelmed by its own technology. Well, Frank Reynolds proved it's still a platform for people and ideas. Good night.
ABC News died during the night of viral hepatitis and bone cancer. He was 59. He had anchored ABC's World News Tonight since 1978, but his broadcasting career began 35 years ago in Hammond, Indiana, and spanned 10 political conventions, space flights, Watergate, and the Iranian hostage crisis. President Reagan said today Frank Reynolds was trusted and respected by millions and was his warm and considerate friend. The president ordered that Reynolds be granted his last wish to be buried in the Arlington National Cemetery. Frank Reynolds was a strong, highly principled and moral man, and as John Chancellor tells us in his commentary this evening, those are rare qualities. John?
Journalism is a craft in which nice guys don't always finish first. But Frank Reynolds was a nice guy and a big success. There was an essential decency about Frank. His fellow workers knew it, and large audiences came to know it. He was decent and trustworthy. One reason for that, as I see it, was that Frank Reynolds cared about the news. He thought bringing it to people fairly and accurately was the most important job in the world. He'd been around for years and years and had seen it all, but he never got jaded and he never got bored. What you saw was what you got, a hard-working professional who had paid his dues, many years in broadcasting, covering everything from warehouse fires to summit conferences. He had a special understanding of the responsibilities of journalism. In 1974, when the Congress was considering the impeachment of President Nixon, the union representing broadcast reporters in Washington was threatening to go on strike. At a union meeting, Frank stood up and said it would be wrong to strike when the country was faced with what could be a constitutional crisis. He said if the union voted to strike, he would go on reporting the news. There was no strike. He never bragged about that. He was a modest man in a business which has produced some big egos. He did have a temper. When he saw shoddy or imprecise work, he'd get mad and snap, "Get it right." He did that on the air the day President Reagan was shot, and a lot of people remembered. Get it right. Not a bad epitaph for a good man.
ABC television news anchor man Frank Reynolds died early this morning at the age of 59 from viral hepatitis, reportedly brought about by a medical mistake. The president and Mrs. Reagan, both personal friends, are helping with arrangements for his burial in Arlington National Cemetery, an honor he awaits as a Purple Heart veteran of World War II.
Good evening, I'm Frank Reynolds, and this is World News Tonight.
Reynolds was a familiar figure in the World News Tonight since 1978, the culmination of 35 years as an uncompromising newsman. Friends remembered that he was personally involved in the news. Critics said he was too emotional, as when his friend President Reagan was shot.
The president was shot at 2:30 this afternoon.
His colleague at ABC, Ted Koppel, told a morning audience the strange circumstances surrounding his death.
Last winter, he went on a vacation and he fell
and then came back from the vacation and slipped on the ice and fell again and apparently fractured his hip to such an extent that he needed an operation, and apparently he got a bad blood transfusion and contracted viral hepatitis. And indeed, although we later found out that he had cancer, it was the hepatitis that killed him.
Reynolds, who had not appeared on the news broadcast since April of 21, was remembered by Dan Rather of CBS, who respected him as a competitor.
The most important thing for Frank was to be a decent person. He got there early, stayed there late, knew a good story when he had one, knew how to work sources, and if you were against Frank Reynolds, you knew that you were going to be beaten some of the time, but that you would never be beaten unfairly.
Jeff Copper recalled that Reynolds felt other people's pain very deeply, and in the end, he hid his own pain from others. Reynolds is survived by his wife, Henrietta, and their five sons. We're missing. We'll have more news in a moment.
And finally, one of those stories I wish I didn't have to report. A friend and respected competitor, Frank Reynolds, anchorman of ABC TV's World News Tonight, died this morning in a Washington hospital. The causes of his death were viral hepatitis and bone cancer. He was 59. Frank Reynolds was justly one of the most honored and admired persons in his profession right from the early days.
When it comes to the parents of a 10-year-old girl, when it comes to them,
there's nothing left to do here today at Our Lady of Angels Grade School except sift through the ruins, try to determine the cause of the fire that took so many young lives yesterday. Arson has just about been ruled out. It was accidental. One of the books still open is a short history of the United States. As far as Chicago is concerned, December 1st, 1958, is a day that will never, never be forgotten.
We both came from Chicago, and although I had gone from Chicago before I had known Frank, that we shared that kind of Middle Western background. I saw him mainly on the road. I saw him at summit conferences, and I saw him at space shops and a lot of other things. You saw a fellow who had done his homework, knew his story, worked very hard at it, was unusually modest in a business that has produced some very big egos. And he had the respect of all of his colleagues.
And this is World News Tonight.
He was straight. He was honest. You knew where you were with him. There were no frills. If he gave you a compliment, you felt absolutely terrific. I remember once he wrote me a note when I had done something he thought was good. I couldn't receive a higher compliment.
He once indicated to us right after the engagement was announced that it was primarily Linda's decision and not one to be made by you.
Mr. Reynolds, your question for Governor Carter.
Governor, in an interview with the Associated Press last week, you said you believed these debates would alleviate a lot of concern that some voters have about you. You yourself, sir, have reached a venerable age. What assurances does the United States have that you will remain in authority?
He cared about people, and he cared about the news. He had a commitment to honesty, integrity, accuracy in the news. He was one of that small knot of pioneers still in the business who believed so with all of his heart that we had to be right and had to be fair.
Frank Reynolds, our competitor, our colleague. For 35 years, Frank Reynolds reported the news, good or bad, to millions of Americans. Tonight, we are saddened to report that Reynolds has lost his long struggle against viral hepatitis and bone cancer. The 59-year-old ABC anchorman died shortly after midnight in a Washington hospital. He'd been battling a bad case of hepatitis since winter. Few people knew of his bone cancer. He was remembered as an outstanding and tough journalist and a man who became personally involved in many of the stories that he reported.
Frank felt other people's pain very deeply, and he showed the pain of others very deeply, and what we now know about him in retrospect is just to what extent he succeeded in hiding his own pain. He showed everybody's pain but his own.
And he was terribly ill. It was really distressing. It took kind of 2 days to arrange the call because he was so weak. And yet, the first thing he said to me is, well, if I have to be sick, now's a good time because I've been watching all of you and there's not much news going on.
He did set standards. And without ever being preachy about it, he set them just by the way he conducted himself and his profession and his life. To us, this is really a great sense of personal loss.
Reynolds leaves a wife and five sons. Funeral services, which President and Mrs. Reagan are expected to attend, will be held Saturday. Frank Reynolds will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
The professional lifetime of our colleague Frank Reynolds. His life and our business span some extraordinary changes in the TV news industry. We'll talk with Harry Reasoner, Howard K. Smith, and Peter Jennings.
This is ABC News Nightline. Reporting from Washington, Ted Koppel.
It came close to being an epidemic during the late 1960s. Ours is a relatively young industry. When Frank Reynolds began as one of its early practitioners, radio was where the stars assembled. Television was more of a technological curiosity. But during Frank's 35-year career, the impact of television has exploded to an amazing degree. A top-flight professional, Frank Reynolds cared about the truth, about fairness, and about meeting his own high standards. Nightline correspondent Jeff Greenfield traces Frank Reynolds' career as a television journalist.
Good evening, and welcome to the first broadcast of the World News Tonight. Speaking for all the men and women of ABC News, I promise you an accurate, responsible, and meaningful report on events at home and abroad. We are aware of our responsibility to you, and we intend to meet it.
Responsibility. In a career spanning 35 years, from a small Indiana radio station to network TV anchor, the essence of Frank Reynolds was responsibility. He took his work seriously in an era when TV anchors were supposed to be comfortable, casual, reassuring. And Reynolds remained a serious newsman in an era that saw change of the most fundamental, far-reaching sort come to the business of television news. Frank Reynolds was born 59 years ago in East Chicago, Indiana. After college and infantry service in World War II, he began work at a Hammond, Indiana radio station, then moved to Chicago in 1949, where he became a pioneer in early TV journalism. His first love was sportscasting.
Frank Reynolds was one of the best sports broadcasters I've ever heard. On no radio station in Hammond, Indiana, he could cover any kind of a story. An emotional story, a story of poor, innocent people.
Well, it's beginning to rain. This little baby, how old is the baby?
A year, 3 months old.
She might get sick out here.
He showed what he felt and what was in his heart. And I think perhaps, while some might think that was a fault, I think it was his greatest asset.
In 1965, Reynolds joined ABC News. It was a time when the network news operation was something of a stepchild.
At that time, ABC News was about fourth in a three-network race, if you can be that low. Now, we had a very small organization working on a very slim budget.
By 1968, Reynolds was co-anchoring the evening news with Howard K. Smith. He was also offering sharp commentary, which did not sit well in some high circles.
Don't give anybody a chance to say the old cup fighter, go for the jugular Nixon, is finally showing himself once more. Just take it easy, and above all, keep your cool. Well, that's difficult, especially when his natural instinct is to smash the enemy with a club or go after him with a meat axe.
Had this slander been made by one political candidate about another, it would have been dismissed by most commentators as a partisan attack. But this attack emanated from the privileged sanctuary of a network studio and therefore had the apparent dignity of an objective statement.
In December 1970, Reynolds was replaced as evening news anchor. He bade farewell to his audience with his customary candor.
But I'm not going to suggest that I'm completely happy about what has happened to me, for it is also the truth that I don't like it one bit and see no reason to pretend that I do. Like most prisoners, I was put here against my will, and like most prisoners, I would prefer to pick my own time to leave. However, such matters are decided elsewhere, and I have no quarrel with the judgment that it is time for a change.
But after a brief period on the fringes, Reynolds returned to the center at a time when television news was being shaken to its roots.
Hi, Governor. I don't want to take away from your great moment here. Hi, Nancy. Mrs. Reagan.
TV had become the center ring of American politics, where candidates for president were expected to debate each other face to face.
Mr. President, when you came into office, you spoke very eloquently.
The communication satellite and other technologies had collapsed national boundaries, enabling historic adversaries to meet face to face.
So that after tomorrow, your ambassadors, for example, your two ambassadors in Washington, can meet and talk?
Why not?
Well, because they never have before.
It has never happened, yes. But I said today we are ready.
There should always be a beginning.
The confines of the news studio had become as limitless as the globe. An anchor could report the news from the coal fields of West Virginia.
Here in the coal fields, it is clear that something more important than 3 months' pay has been lost by these people. They have lost faith in their government and in the leaders of their union.
Or the capitals of the world.
Good evening from Versailles.
This is Frank Reynolds in Jerusalem.
This is Frank Reynolds in Saigon.
This is Frank Reynolds with the president in Punta del Este.
This is Frank Reynolds in Leningrad.
This is Frank Reynolds among friends on San Rafael Street in Havana.
And sometimes even the world wasn't the limit.
Columbia, the space shuttle, ready to go. The first rays of the sun breaking now across the eastern United States. Most of the country still in darkness, but here at the Kennedy Space Center on Cape Canaveral, it is the dawn of a new day and a new era in the history of flight.
Frank was the person that enabled us at ABC News to develop what at first we called the floating anchor, the sub-anchor. That is, the anchor who moved out from behind the desk. Anchors now, as a matter of course, are out there, whether it's Sadat meeting Begin, or it's the day Jaruzelski ends martial law in Poland, or a summit somewhere. Anchors are on the scene, and Frank Reynolds was very much one of the innovators of that kind of work.
And with the impact of instant news came dilemmas. What happens when there is no time for editorial judgment? When apparently sound information, the reported death of Press Secretary Jim Brady during a 1981 assassination attempt on President Reagan, turns out to be wrong.
It's true that we did have reports from the hospital earlier and from the White House that he had passed away. We know that he was in very critical condition. Let's get it nailed down, somebody. Let's find out. I don't apologize for my display of anger. It was anger, and it was anger directed more at myself than at anybody else, certainly, because I really regretted that I had not insisted on further corroboration. It was not someone you could push around when he felt that he was wrong or that the situation was not appropriate or in somehow out of step. He was the first to express it as well. And that's a valuable asset, I think, in journalism. Frank encompassed all of those things. He was, at the core, a thoroughly professional reporter.
Frank also had a real emotional connection with the news. He felt it, and sometimes he let that feeling show. That's not always a bad idea.
Frank has always been a get-up fighter. Get knocked down, get up. And I guess I really expected him to get up. And this time, when he didn't get up, to say that I was shocked would be a mistake.
Frank was a genuine journalist. He didn't want to get in the way of the news. He wanted to report it to people, and it never occurred to him to think what he might look like or how he was lit or whether his mic was made him sound good or bad. It's one of the reasons he was such a pure journalist and one of the reasons he was such an inspiration to all of us here at ABC News.
But perhaps the most impressive tribute was paid to Frank Reynolds during his lifetime by his critics. He always took the news so seriously, they said. He acted as if the weight of the world was on his shoulders, they said. Well, maybe Frank Reynolds knew what some others in this medium have forgotten, or never knew at all, that matters of life and death, war and peace, wealth and poverty, are indeed serious, and so is the power and the responsibility carried by this medium. Television is the way we learn about the world now, and Frank Reynolds helped us learn about that world fairly accurately, and responsibly. This is Jeff Greenfield for Nightline in New York.
In a moment, we'll talk with three of Frank's colleagues, Peter Jennings, Harry Reasoner, and Howard K. Smith. Joining us now are three distinguished colleagues of Frank Reynolds. In our Washington Bureau, former ABC News anchorman Howard K. Smith. In our Boston Bureau, Harry Reasoner, also a former ABC News anchorman, now with CBS News 60 Minutes. And also in Washington, ABC News World News Tonight anchorman Peter Jennings. Howard, Frank's career, as did yours for that matter, as does yours, has spanned that entire era from the moment that television was really an infant to this great explosion that we see today. And I wonder if you would kind of reminisce about Frank's career and how that describes what has happened to television over the past 30 years.
Well, Frank and I knew one another back in the 1950s. He was the Chicago correspondent for CBS, and I was the brand new Chief Washington correspondent for CBS. And we've known one another ever since. Shortly after I came to ABC, he came to ABC. As someone remarked a while ago, those were our poverty years. And we had a pretty good staff, but a very small one. But when Peter deserted us and went abroad, we were without an anchorman. And we had a very hard time hunting for one. Our bosses did. I finally suggested to them they not try to find one outside the organization. We had one in the organization, and that was Frank.